Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello, and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. On today's show, my guest is creative living coach Jamie Ridler. We'll explore how creativity can be the key to awakening and expressing your most authentic self with confidence and courage. If you would like to join us on the air to ask a question or to share a story about how connecting with your creativity is expanding your horizons, please call in. No readings today, but we appreciate your questions and your stories about creativity. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Jamie will join us in just a few minutes, but first, the heart of my work, what I do, why I'm here, is providing compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance for people who find themselves in transition, people who find themselves at a loss or who are feeling stuck, who feel like they've lost their connection with their own inner guidance. And if you would like to set up a private session with me, it would be my pleasure to help you move forward for your highest and best good. You can get information about what to expect in a reading from me at fogcitypsychic.com. The FAQ page on that site, I went back to that this last week, and I looked at it and I was like, wow, these are old questions. I haven't updated this in like 4 years. So there are new questions on the FAQ page. And if you have a question that I didn't answer there, you can always email me, Karen@fogcitypsychic.com, and I will put it on the page. So there. We had a blast. This last Saturday was the November Out of the Fog Salon. That's the online gallery reading where everybody on the call gets a reading and we all have fun in the process. The next Out of the Fog Salon, the December one, is on Monday, December 19th. And there are details and a secret price break at fogcitypsychic.com. Now, during last week's show, the interview with Lisa Williams, I ran a contest to give away a free seat in the November Out of the Fog Salon, the one we just had. And the question for that contest was to use your intuitive powers and let me know who was the author of the quote that hangs here on my desk so that I can see it when I'm working, whether I'm working with a client or whether I'm on the air talking with you. The author of the quote is a well-known female spiritual teacher. She's written a number of books about intuition. I got a lot of very interesting answers to that question. Only one person got it right. The author of the quote that I have above my desk is Sonia Choquette. She's the author of books like Ask Your Guides and Trust Your Vibes and many more. And the quote that I have above my desk is something that she said to me when I met her personally. And it's important for me to remember. And it's also a wonderful thing, I think, for us to think about as we come into the holidays. And it's a time where sometimes the doing what we feel like we're supposed to, grabbing what we can get, thinking about using objects and appearances instead of connecting with our true selves and allowing ourselves to feel the blessings of having people we love around us. Sometimes we get all out of whack during the holidays. The quote that I have here is what Sonia Choquette said to me. She said, "You need to work with the power of your spirit and stop feeding your pet. The context of that was she was talking about the ego mind as the pet that we keep on a little leash. So she said you need to work with the power of your spirit and stop feeding your pet. Stop feeding that ego mind. A lot of times during the holidays, that ego mind, our pets, can take over and start running the show. And so I keep that quote where I can see it to try to remind me not to be such an ego-based gal and try to connect with the power of my spirit. I love getting your questions and comments about the show and about anything else. I do not do email readings, but everything else is A-OK. So don't be shy to email me at Karen@FogCityPsychic.com. And now, Jamie Ridler is a creative living coach, and she's the founder of Jamie Ridler Studios. Through one-on-one coaching, workshops, and online resources, she helps creative, independent spirits align their lives with their hearts, bringing their creativity to life so that they can be the star they are. She supports people in expressing who they truly are and in creating a life they deeply love. Too often our spirit and our life get out of alignment. We languish in ill-fitting jobs, stagnant relationships, and we're weighed down by an out-of-touch self-image. We're so busy doing what we think we're supposed to that we forget what we want, and eventually we forget who we are. It doesn't have to be like that. In Jamie's work, she helps people reconnect with themselves and create lives based on authentic beliefs and priorities. You can find out more about Jamie and her work at openthedoor.ca. Jamie Ridler, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here. I just love listening to everything you had to share, and when I was listening to you talk about your work, I'm like, we are both spirit sparkers.
I think that's true, and there's a sense in which, let me know if you feel this way too, there's a sense in which so many people are waking up now, and it's almost like there's so many awakening souls, and they just need that little spark, that little kind of poke to get them going and to kind of bring them up to speed.
Absolutely true. I really feel it's like, you know, we're all flowers, and it's just as soon as the sun shines, we know what to do. You know, we have that direction to grow. We have that impulse inside to be exactly what we're meant to be, whether that's a pansy or a tulip or a peony, and we just need that little bit of water, that little bit of sunshine, and then there we go.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for people who aren't familiar with your work, can you just say a little bit about what you do and how you got to this place on your spiritual journey?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, it feels like a long journey. I don't know if anyone else feels that way. I feel like a late bloomer. I feel like it took me a long time to get here and then say, oh, my gosh, now I'm home. You know, I was on the road to, I was doing a doctorate in theater. I was on the road to being a professor, and I was in the theater all the time and never in the library. And I thought, oh, this isn't how a thesis gets written. Something's wrong here. And I knew it was what I call my stubborn spirit, like that part of me that's just like, nope, that's not for you. I'm not going there. And she just stopped. So I stopped and listened, and I thought, well, what do I really want to do? And I looked for the things that had been consistent my whole entire life. And those were the arts and creativity. I'd always danced. I'd always painted. I'd always sung. I'd always done theater. And wanting to help people, being really connected to community and others and growing and inspiration and being in charge of my own thing. I just liked it. I got that deep value of freedom. I wanted to create something. And what I ended up creating was a coaching practice. It was a great way of combining all of those things and starting to bring them together in one organic whole where I can use dancing and I can use singing and I can use writing to help people really come to life. And that's a joy for me. So I went from avoiding my thesis to helping other people come alive.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did you feel in your work in the theater, my training is also in theater, and I worked as an actor as a kid and then into my adult life. I'm a late bloomer, too. Do you find that part of your work in theater was a way of using your intuitive abilities? That's what it was like for me.
Absolutely, and I also think it was this, I feel like our spiritual selves are so alive in the present. And theater demands our presence. Yeah.
That's
you know,
true.
And so in that moment, you must be there fully and available and responding to the truth of the moment. And that, for me, was such a place of aliveness and such a place of connection and of trusting my inner instincts. I also love about theater that it is creating something from nothing. There's this magic in it. You know, you have an empty room and nothing is happening. And then all of a sudden there is a moment and a life and a history and a story and people and magic. And then it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, and that again is that honoring of the present. We have to be there to appreciate the truth and the completeness of that moment because it isn't there forever. There is a closing night. And then, of course, we will mourn that. We will applaud that. And then there will be another show, which is also my favorite part.
Absolutely. And no matter how many times you do it, it's never the same.
Yeah.
And that's so different. I don't know if you worked in film at all, but that's very different than working in film where you may do 1,000 takes and they choose one. But in every single take that you did, it was a little bit different or a little bit different. There was something else there. Now, one of the things, we're getting ready to go to a break in just a second, mm-hmm. but one of the things that I want to ask you when we come back is a little bit about how you start to work with people who might notice that they're disconnected and what are some of the signs that they may not be in touch with their authentic self. So we'll talk about that after the break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We will take that quick break, and Jamie and I will continue our conversation when we come back. We'd love to take your calls for questions and stories about how you use your creativity to connect with your authentic self. If you'd like to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald Sea. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea. That's S-E-A and Earth.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at annagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Annagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog, coming to you down a dusty road. I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, and my guest is creative living coach Jamie Ridler. We're talking about how reconnecting with our creativity can help us lead a more authentic life. There's way more to Jamie and her work than we can get to in this short time, so you should go at once to her website, which is openthedoor.ca. Sign up for the newsletter. Have a look at the blog. Listen to the podcast. Go and just click on everything over there and learn more about Jamie and what she's doing. Now, we were talking before the break about kind of connecting with our intuition. We were talking about theater as a great way to sort of bring us into the present moment and engage that listening and that sense of presence that's so necessary. When you're working with people creatively, Jamie, what are some of the signs that we might notice if we're disconnected, if we're not in touch with our authentic self?
There's so much that happens with our energy when we're disconnected. Either our energy can be really down, you know, we're really not motivated, we really can't seem to find that energy, or we can be really on the edge, you know, like ready to fight, ready to push, ready to cause some trouble because we're looking for something to change. And it's not overstating it to say that when we're disconnected from ourselves, we can be crying in the stalls in our workplace. You know, that we can go to order a coffee and somebody can say something to us in a certain way and it can shut us right down or fire us right up. And it's because, just imagine yourself squished in to a really way, way, way too tight box that doesn't fit you. You are walking around in pain. And so if anything tweaks that pain, you either retreat or react. So those are some of the things that happen when we're just really disconnected. We can also feel really foggy, have a hugely difficult time making decisions, even from, you know, deciding what we want to eat for lunch. I don't know. We're so unaware of our own preferences or our own impulses because we've numbed them out to get on with whatever it is we're doing in our lives. It's a very painful place to be.
How do you gently help people come out of that fragile, painful place of disconnection?
It's one of the reasons why coaching is so powerful, is that you get to spend time one-on-one in a really safe place, and a place where I'm not going to judge you because you love color or want to sing tonight or want to paint something. I'm going to give you some space to do it. And just that permission is really the first place, the permission to start to say out loud what it is you might want or need or think or feel. And I always bring in a lot of creative tools in the beginning. One of the very basics is one recommended by Julia Cameron, who wrote the pivotal book, The Artist's Way, and that is to do a daily free write of 3 pages longhand to just pour out words, whatever's in your heart, onto the page, even if it's like, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to say. That's fine, but that sort of primes the system. It starts to oil the gears and get things moving. And then you start to see on the page, oh my, how unhappy you are, or what that little something is that's needing attention, and it makes you more conscious of it because it can reflect back to you. I also really always recommend to people to move their bodies. There's something about how we've numbed out that is really a physical thing. So getting out for a walk is great, or because it's my personal favorite, I say dance. Dance every day. Dance has brought me back to myself on more than one occasion where it has reminded me of who I am. And it doesn't, this is the big thing. This is like one of the things I want everyone to take away, is that the arts belong to everyone. You don't have to be great at it. You don't have to be skilled at it. We're not talking about taking a class. We're talking about hitting shuffle on your iPod, closing your eyes, and letting loose, you know, get that soul man song going and turn it up, you know. There's a joy in that, and there's a way that we experience ourselves in that that's so important for us to understand what we're bringing to the world.
And there's something about presence, again.
Yes.
When I often say that so many times we're not actually all the way in our bodies. We're not. I ask people, are you where you are right now? We're often a couple of minutes ahead of ourselves, or we're like 5 years behind ourselves, or we're sitting on our own shoulder watching and going, isn't that interesting? There's something about, especially dancing, the kind of crazy dancing you do after you close the blinds and make sure nobody's going to walk in to see you, that allows you to really get all the way into your body and be fully present in the moment. And it doesn't matter if you're someone like me whose dancing is better left to the imagination, which is why I dance on the radio show, but just not or if you're someone who's can be up there dancing on stage in front of a trillion people, it creates that sense of presence. And when you're present, then you're able to open to source. There are possibilities for you when you're present, right, that are not there for you when you're disconnected.
It's absolutely true, and I really think, you know, if someone's going, hey, maybe I'll dance today, let yourself go through the whole body so that, you know, let your fingers dance, and then your wrists dance, and your elbows dance, and your shoulders dance, and let your, I mean, wiggle your bum today. If you're doing anything today, wiggle your bum today. And there's something that, one, you can't take yourself quite so seriously,
right.
And I think you're right, too, that something happens. Something opens. I remember when I had gone through a very difficult time in my life where I had left my doctorate. I had left a long-term relationship. I literally left with no money, no job, no sense of where I was going. And my sister said, do you want to go to the club? And I was like, no way. I don't, who needs that? She was like, no, seriously, Jamie, come to the club. And I went, and then I went again and again and again, because something on the dance floor, I felt like, kind of like all the stresses moved, like I was a washing machine, you know, and all the stresses moved away from me, and I was the center, clear and connected to myself, to my body, to the music, and to spirit. And that's when I started remembering who I was, and everything got better from there.
Yeah. And when you're making a regular connection with that feeling, with how it feels to be connected, how it feels to be present, then that, when you get that feeling and remember it, oh, that leads to growth in every other area of your life.
It absolutely does. And you start to have a sense of the truth of where you want to go next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not looking for these arbitrary signs. Something starts to happen inside of you, and you start to connect. One of the other tools I use a lot are dream boards. So a lot of people call them vision boards. I call them dream boards. I make them every month. We do them on my site. We share them under the full moon every month. And one of the gifts I found in doing that as a regular practice is you create this board of images, of things that inspire you, of things that draw you, and you can see and discover, oh my gosh, I really, really love monkeys. I didn't know. You know, what's the message of monkeys for me? You know, suddenly there's this deep symbol. I had turtles on my board for months and months, and my immediate reaction was, oh, of course, it's slow down, Jamie, slow down. And then, but after months of spending time with those turtles, I understood, no, it was about being at home wherever I was. So there's something about this creativity that can send out the things that you want, but also reflect back to you what your preferences are, what your desires are, what your hopes are, what your loves are. Because when you're in it, it's like when you taste a strawberry, you know you love it or don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit there thinking about it forever. Again, it's that presence, right? I'm not trying to figure it out from a distance. I'm in it. I love this. I want more.
Yeah. And it also puts out there, you're making a commitment to other people. You're sharing that dream with other people, and you're holding theirs as they hold yours. And the power of that collective intention also, I think, makes things more powerful.
It's a huge magic in doing things like that together. I have an event every Wednesday at my site called Wish Casting, and I put up a prompt, a kind of wish inspiration. It might be, what do you wish for your body, or what do you wish for your home, or who do you wish to spend time with, or what's your greatest wish? And a whole community of wishers, that everyone wishes on their own blogs, and then they visit one another and say, Karen, as you wish for yourself, so I wish for you also.
Mm.
And there's something so powerful about knowing, oh, people are with me on that. You know, the language was chosen very specifically to hold no judgment, to hold no sense of, well, I think you should or shouldn't wish for this. What you wished for yourself, I do too.
Wow.
And there is something magic really happens when you know you have that kind of support and belief behind you.
You're giving me presence, connection, community, right? And freedom, and all those things together it sounds like they work together to create a real change in your life. My guest is Jamie Ridler, and I'm Karen Hager. You're listening to Out of the Fog. After the break, Jamie and I will continue our conversation. Don't forget to check out Jamie's website at openthedoor.ca. When you sign up for her newsletter, she's got a free guided meditation and some downloadable journal questions that may help you continue the journey. We'll be right back after this.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit SoulWorksCoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. I'm dancing with my guest, Jamie Riddler. She's a creative living coach, and you can find out more about her at openthedoor.ca. We're talking about creativity and how making that connection, giving yourself permission to explore your creativity, can help you embrace your authentic self and lead a more authentic life. So, Jamie, welcome back. You were dancing, weren't you?
Of course I was. I was wiggling. I was wiggling and dancing.
I was dancing too. Chris picks the best music. We were talking about how important it is to dance and write and allow ourselves to sing. What if I can't sing? And what if I can't? There's no way I can write 3 pages a day. And when I dance, I fall over and I've never been able to draw anything. How do I know if I'm really creative?
This is the question that sort of starts all the work I do, because so many of us have been shut down by judgments of our creative process. You know, we've had that teacher that said, please don't sing, just move your mouth, you know, or people have been cruel about our dancing or our writing or doodling or whatever it was. And so we got the idea that we're not creative. But the arts is an access point for creativity, but creativity is our very nature. It is about making something happen. It is about having ideas. We are creative in the same way that we breathe. It's just a part of your birthright as a human being. It may be looking differently in your life right now. You know, every time you open your cupboards and say, what am I going to make for dinner? And you come up with something, that was creative. Every time you figure out, how am I going to pitch to my boss that I want to take my vacation then, not when he wants me to, that's creative. Every time we tell a story to our friend about what happened to us last weekend, that's creative. So I'm sure that anybody listening can go back today or yesterday and come up with something they did that expressed their creative spirit. And the more we see it and acknowledge it and expand it, the more possibilities we have available to us in our lives. Because the minute we say we can't do something, like I'm not creative, I can't do that, we cut ourselves off from all sorts of possibilities and potentials and from the sheer pleasure, from the sheer pleasure of making marks on paper, whether it's any good or not, from the sheer pleasure of moving our body to music, of the sheer pleasure of feeling the vibrations of our voice in our body. This, we're designed for this. You can see it when babies are born, how quickly they start to enjoy making sound. Or wiggling is my favorite, you know, and so I don't want anyone to be deprived of that pleasure and the gifts that it can bring. I also happen to think that the whole world will benefit from each of us growing and expanding and accepting our creative capacity. More people with more creative capacity means more ideas, more possibilities, more solutions, more beauty, more awesomeness. So I'm all for that.
Amen. Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. And it helps, as we're talking about that theme of reconnecting, it also helps us as we explore our own creativity in whatever way that is. I love to knit. I love to sing. I love to write. However we explore it, it also helps us remember that maybe those people who told us, could we please not sing so loudly or maybe go in the other room to do it, that those are judgments that are more about the people who gave them to us than they are about us, and that we are all much loved children of Source, and we're meant to express ourselves. We're not meant to be shut down and sitting there very quietly waiting for the next instruction.
Yes. You know, we're meant to delight in those things and share those things and delight in each other too. You know, it's such a joy when you see somebody. I was recently talking to a friend of mine who just started singing, and she looked at me with complete beaming light out of her face saying, I'm horrible at it, but I love it. Like, yes.
Now, for people who are interested in getting started and maybe becoming part of a community with that connection around creativity, you have a very special giveaway that you're doing for people who are listening to the show, right?
I do, and I hope especially that people will jump on this who are at that tender stage where they're just starting to reconnect with their creative selves and their authentic selves, because I made it for you. It's called Soul Reflections. It's a do-it-yourself workshop. I guide you through it. There's recordings of me guiding you through the entire process of creating collages, beautiful boards, and then journaling through and intuitively discovering what the messages of that board have for you. Sometimes when, you know, we're as disconnected as we were talking about earlier, it's hard to find our way back in. So this is a gentle, fun, creative, intuitive process where you get to, you know, choose images that stir your soul and then ask them to speak to you and discover what the messages in your heart have to say. So it's called Soul Reflections. If people are interested, I've got 5 copies to give away. You just have to go to soulreflectionsworkshop.com. And the first 5 people who put in the discount code FOGCITY can download it right away and get started.
Oh, okay. So soulreflectionsworkshop.com, and mm-hmm. the coupon code is FOGCITY, and then you download it immediately, and then there you are making collages.
And then you are. You can just get started right away. And that's soul, of course, S-O-U-L, not the bottoms of our feet.
Yes, no. That's S-O-U-L, Reflections Workshop.
Yes.
It's Fog City. Now, when I think about, I was one of those kids who maybe my art projects weren't the best, and so I feel some judgment. I was great at, you know, speaking and singing and all those things. When it came time to draw things or cut and paste or put things together, was not my best thing. Can you say a little bit about how creativity also gives us the freedom to put away what didn't come out the way we thought it would and try again?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing that we have this sense of, I don't know what this is, that we feel like somehow when we put the marker to the page, it's got to be, you know, Michelangelo or Picasso. And, you know, if it's not, then it wasn't worth it doing. You know, and there's a gift in the process. There's a gift in the experience of drawing or the experience of singing. And we do also, if you also are, it matters to you in some way that you see progress, trust that that happens. One of the best and most interesting exercises I saw in drawing in art school was to draw something in front of you, like there's a clock in front of me. I draw the clock. And then I'd stop and I'd just draw it again. Just that experience of doing it twice, the second time will be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just in the doing. It's just in the doing. And so I think, though, that when we've done something and it's got that tenderness to it, it's got that history, it has that pain, that it's very important to create a safe environment for yourself. So you can tuck yourself away when nobody's looking, take yourself out at lunchtime when you're not at home and nobody's going to want to look over your shoulder, and draw. You know, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to share it. I have all sorts of sensitivities about the visual arts. And so what I did was I set myself a project to do 100 crappy paintings. You know, and it's been so much fun. And I don't make them purposely crappy. If they turn out nice, that's awesome. But I give myself full permission to make 100 crappy paintings. And that just took all the pressure off and made it really fun. And I'm loving doing it. And I'm finding it to be an incredibly healing thing. Because I think sometimes also, too, that, I mean, truly, if you did something and you didn't like it, you know, if you're like, well, I don't like knitting, that doesn't work for me, drop it. But if it's got some emotional hook to it, there's some healing to be done there. There's some pain that's deep inside that's still festering. And so there's value in bringing it out and letting it air. You know, when I stopped, dancing is my first love, and I stopped dancing for quite a long time. And then I was at a conference, and I saw a demonstration of Nia, which is a barefoot movement practice. And when I saw it, I started to cry, and I knew I had to go. And when I went to class, I cried for a year. Every day I went to class, I cried. And sure, I could see, you know, people be like, wow, you know, you really want to go to class, or you're going to cry all the time? I'm like, I have a year's worth of tears inside of me. I'd rather get them out. You know, that is also something, I guess, about presence, of being aware of and being willing to be with the truth. The truth is I had pain around that.
And to see that truth and be able to hold it and not go, there's the truth, I've got pain around that, I got to put that somewhere else.
Yes.
But to actually then go through the process of sitting with that and understanding that you're supported in that.
Yes.
This is wonderful stuff. It is time for another short break. And when we return, I'll have more with Creative Living Coach Jamie Riddler. You can find out more about her and her work at openthedoor.ca. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm your host, Karen Hager, and my guest is creative living coach Jamie Ridler. This is the last segment of the show. I'm nowhere near done with her, and probably neither are you, so you should go at once to openthedoor.ca and explore everything that she has to offer. Jamie, we were talking a little bit before the break about giving ourselves permission to not get everything perfect, mm-hmm. to not have our creative attempts all be masterpieces. And that seems to me to be an important connecting piece when we talk about living authentic lives.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have to be able to get it wrong. I'll tell you, I don't love that. It's not my favorite. I always tell the story about when I was a little girl and I was going to learn to skate, and I was wearing my pretty little red dress with a fabulous little skirt, and I went onto the ice and I fell on my bum. And that was it. I didn't skate again, period. So I don't love that, but what I have learned is that if we don't give ourselves permission to fall on our bums and laugh about it, or be humble about it, or forgive ourselves for it, be compassionate about it, we don't get to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, and one of my favorite things I always say to everyone is life is an adventure. And we have to give ourselves permission as soon as we're going outside of our comfort zone, as soon as we're trying something new, as soon as we're going where we don't know, of course we're going to make mistakes. Of course we're going to fall down. Of course. And that has to, finding our comfort with that is, it makes all the difference to us being able to expand and grow. And when we're being ourselves, you know, if we need to, if we're trying out this new part of ourselves, or a part of ourselves we've kept hidden, or we didn't feel people would love, it's very tender in the beginning. So, you know, when you start being a little bolder, or you start finding your courage, there will be days that you'll rock it out, and you'll be like, yeah! And there'll be days where you'll be like, oh, that wasn't so great. But then there's tomorrow. There's tomorrow. And I think, and the more we do something, just like anything, the more we practice French, the more we cook pancakes, the better and better we become at it. And that's the case with everything. So we find the way of being loving and compassionate with ourselves as we practice becoming more and more who we are is so crucial.
Now, part of what you do in your coaching practice is offering support to people who are maybe in that tender stage, who are just mm-hmm. getting started. Can you say something about the creative breakthrough sessions that you offer?
This is one of my favorite things ever, is the creative breakthrough sessions, where somebody brings something they're working on, something they're a little stuck on. It could be a blog. You know, maybe you've always wanted to blog, but you just haven't found the courage and you don't really know what to do. It could be a book. It could be a business. And I send you a whole bunch of questions to start focusing you in, to give you a little bit of journal time to engage with what it is we're going to talk about. You send it to me so I can get to know the project a little bit. And then we get on the phone or we get on Skype and we spend an hour together playing, thinking, brainstorming, looking at it from all different angles, imagining, building, growing, and really getting you moving, getting that energy, you know, moving from that squishy, stuck place to getting the energy moving so that by the time you leave, you should be feeling a lot more excited about it, have a lot more sense of what's possible, and also because I'm a coach, you're always going to leave with some very specific things you can do next.
Wow. And
it's the most fun.
And, but knowing that you're heard, I'm thinking about that little girl whose maybe her art project didn't go so well when she was in third grade. Knowing that someone is hearing you and supporting you is huge. That's a big empowering thing, just knowing there's somebody at the other end of the phone or on Skype or maybe someone you don't see who you check in on their blog on Wishcast Wednesday. Okay. Having that support is key to keeping going.
You can be sure of one thing. If you are ever with me in any capacity, on the phone, in a workshop, I will never, ever be anything but supportive about what you create. I will never laugh at you singing. I will never say you can't draw. This will never happen in my presence.
I couldn't make you laugh if I sent a video of me dancing. I couldn't make you laugh.
I would think you were gorgeous. This is just the truth. When I see people, I remember my mom was in this seniors choir, and I watched all these, you know, all these gray-haired people singing, and I just look at them like they're in grade four. You know, I see their 12-year-old hearts.
Yeah.
That's what I see. And so really know that I will see the artist in you because I know it's there.
And that's what happens when you look through the eyes of love, when you look through the eyes of being connected with Source, when you're not looking through that place of judgment, when you're coming from a place of love. That's a beautiful thing. You make me want to say again about the Soul Reflections e-courses that you are offering. You're giving away five of those to listeners of this program. Can you tell people how to get them and what they should
do? Sure. Yeah, you just go to soulreflectionsworkshop.com, so S-O-U-L, reflections.com, and then you just use the coupon code FOGCITY. And the first five people who do that will be able to download it immediately, and you can get started.
Wow. And even if you're not one of the lucky five who get that, you can still – what do I get when I subscribe to your newsletter?
Oh, I really am excited about this. If you come and subscribe to my newsletter, I have – you'll immediately get access to a meditation that guides you to connect with your creative spirit. So you will literally have the experience of being face-to-face with your creative spirit. You'll also get some journal questions to download so that you can really deepen and gather the experience and carry it with you. Because I want you to really know your creative spirit and know that he or she is with you at all times.
Jamie, thank you so much for being on the program today. Everybody go at once to openthedoor.ca to take advantage of all the wonderful things that Jamie has. Is there something you'd like to leave us with? Something, what do I need to know to go through the next, through our, in America, Thanksgiving? What do I need to know to get through the holiday with my sanity intact?
Oh, that's a great one.
You have 10 seconds. Go. Okay.
Okay. What I really want you to know is that when you shine your light, so when you're truly who you are and you're sending it out in the world, there is room for you. There's room at the table with 12 other people for you to take up all the space that you need to take up. Our light, like if you imagine spotlights on a stage, they intersect. So you can shine as brightly as you need to shine, and the person beside you can shine as brightly as they have to shine, and beside, we can all shine, and all that happens is the world gets brighter.
Wow. Jamie Riddler, thank you so much for being on the show today. Many, many blessings to you.
And to you, thank you so much.
We're getting down to the end of the show, and I would invite you to visit fogcitypsychic.com and begin to just madly click on everything. You can take a look at the blog. You can sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter. Get the scoop on upcoming classes. Oh, the Out of the Fog Salon, which is coming up on Monday, December 19th. You can find out what's coming up on the radio show and much more. And if you're in a position where you would like to get spirit-led guidance about your next steps, please don't hesitate to let me know. I offer compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive advice. No woo-woo, no scary stuff, just insight and guidance. You can email me, Karen@FogCityPsychic.com, and we'll set up a time to speak privately. Now, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. All you do is go to the iTunes store, search on Fog City Psychic, and you are in business. You'll get all the Tuesday night shows from Blog Talk Radio, all the Wednesday shows here from Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. It's a cornucopia of radio goodness. Next week on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, join us at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, when my guest will be Rhonda Homan. She'll be taking your calls for on-air readings, so mark your calendar. She is a very skilled intuitive who specializes in accessing the Akashic Records to help you get transformational life guidance. So be sure to call in for your reading from Rhonda. Thank you for listening today. I hope that you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, no matter how you're celebrating, whether it's full of joy, whether it has some challenges. I hope that you're able to take some time to find some peace and joy and become a little bit more aware of the many blessings that are in your life. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading just a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week. We'll be right back.